Hello?
Hi, this is Chris from New York Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, and for classification purposes, what is your zip code?
11207.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male? Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1993.
Thank you very much. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
And, okay, thank you. And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black is the color of hair, but, you know, I consider myself brown instead of black. Thank you very much.
Or how should I record your answer then?
African-American, I guess. But
thank you.
Just a small place.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
From college.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you very much. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
Like at 7 or 8?
Between 7 and 8. Where do you fall? Because we just have round numbers.
Seven-ish.
Seven. Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, please rate how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. First, we have the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What am I supposed to be?
Yes. We want to know if the statement to you matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
And what's the statement?
Yes, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
If it relates to me, you said?
How much it matters to you, if it matters a lot.
It matters a lot, I guess. It does matter.
Which one, I'm sorry? You cut off?
I said it matters a lot to me, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Then we have protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Yeah. Matters a lot.
Then we have protecting gender equality.
It matters a lot.
Then we have election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Matters a lot.
Thank you very much. And we know people get busy when it's time to vote, but how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance
I definitely
I will vote. Well, we have statements similar to the last one. First, we want to know about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
I definitely vote.
And is that nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will.
Oh, nothing will stop me, I guess. Nothing will stop me.
Then we have protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Which elections would that be a part of? Would that be a part of the presidential? No, it's not the presidential. It would be, if I do catch that window,
I guess
the one before, the one after, nothing will stop me, because I'm not sure. I usually miss those.
Yes, the next one is, I want to vote and probably will.
I want to vote, I probably will, and probably will.
Thank you. Then we have protecting gender equality.
I want to vote, I probably will.
And election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided, or some other option?
I don't know. Now you said Robert F. Kennedy. I'll have to look into the candidates. But right now, Kamala Harris would do that.
Thank you very much. And if the election for Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic Party.
Thank you. And if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much
no
less
change.
Motivated? Okay, thank you. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you. Now, here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including a sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Which amendment again? I'm sorry, I missed that. My apologies.
Yes. The Prop 1 adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Do you need it again?
Add protections to the Bill of Rights?
To the state Bill of Rights, yes. Do you need it again?
Yes, please.
Thank you. It adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A vote yes puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of state constitution. And we want to know if you would vote yes or no on this amendment. Are you undecided or would you not vote?
I'd vote yes.
Thank you. And based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, provide protections on the basis of gender, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protections, prevent discrimination based on age, or strengthen protections of for New Yorkers with disabilities? You can select all that apply.
I need a pen and pencil, but I think it would. One of the ones that I heard was, reproductive rights.
Thank you.
Protect. I don't think it would remove parents' rights over their children's medical records. And if it does, that's some underlying clause, but what was the others?
If you want to, we can go one by one and you tell me yes or no, and I will
tell. Okay, right. Okay. That would be advantageous. Thank you.
We have prohibit housing discrimination, yes or no?
Prohibit health and discrimination?
Prohibit housing discrimination.
Prohibit helping.
Housing.
I'm sorry.
Housing.
Oh, housing. Oh, prohibit housing discrimination. Yes.
Thank you. Then we have put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution.
I think so.
I give voting. Thank you. Give voting rights to immigrants.
I don't think so.
Thank you. The next one then is provide protections on the basis of gender.
I don't know. I don't know. Huh?
The next one was provide protections on the basis of gender.
Provide protections on the basis of gender. Yes. Due to parenthood and reproductive rights under the clause of reproductive rights.
Thank you. Then we have strengthen voting rights.
Wait, go back to the immigrants one. I think
yes.
So. I think I'm gonna change to yes if we're talking about what was it? Non-discrimination. So I'm gonna say yes.
Okay. Thank you. Give voting rights to immigrants.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one was strengthen voting rights protections.
Strengthen
voting rights protection.
Yes.
Prevent discrimination based on age.
I don't think so. Non-discrimination, yes. Let me change that to yes. Non-discrimination. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And last, we have strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
I'll vote yes. There's some things that that needs tweaking, but I'll still vote yes on it.
And it's not probably vote yes or definitely vote yes?
Probably vote yes.
Thank you. And compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more motivated?
No change.
Okay, no difference. Thank you. Next, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Next,
okay, thank you for patience with me.
That's fine.
I just repeat all this.
That's fine. Now, next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much do you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you strongly disagree and 10 means that you strongly agree. Any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
The first one is defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
Top priority, 7.
Thank you. Then
I would change that to 8 because, you know, I feel like more towards the 8 because I feel like, yeah, no, women should not be fighting for rights, autonomy of their body, I guess. So, yeah, 8-ish. I'm just not a woman, so, you know.
Thank you. I understand. Now, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Repeat that. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Yes. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
10.
Thank you. Then we have children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Children should not?
Children should not have access to medical procedures.
I am a strong 9 on that one. Strong 9. I'm not sure because, again, I'm not going to claim to know what these individuals are going through, but I'm a strong 9 on that one.
Thank you. Then we have the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
The last one. We should be more focused on New Yorkers than the immigrants, you said?
Yes, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
You know, it depends on the situation, so I'm going to go 7.
Thank you. Then we have everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from.
Chauvin rag. Get the extra heavy metals off of it. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I run a household. My apologies.
That's fine. Do you need the statement again?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. We have everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
10.
Thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
Then we have, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
10. Everybody needs protection.
Thank you. Then we have, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes on this amendment.
Thank you.
Mostly to prevent the attacks elsewhere.
Thank you. Now, over the course of a survey, thank you. Now, over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be an elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or
almost
will you
certain.
Definitely? Thank you. And now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? First, we have statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of the right to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment has also special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Or statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care. And this amendment does not change.
I don't believe that.
We still have a few more statements to go for statement B. And then tell me if you keep statement B.
I chose C because C was the one that said that parents have jurisdiction whether their children accept permanent change medical procedures.
Yeah, it's just that for quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, even though I already know your answer.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And now we were in New York. Parental consent is required for minors to receive gender affirming care, and this amendment does not change. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. That was statement B. So between statement A or statement B, which one do you find more convincing?
B.
And is that somewhat more convincing or much more convincing?
Much more convincing.
Thank you. And as we wrap up the survey, I am going to read you some of the things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means that it makes you think it is a somewhat convincing motivating. And 0 means that you do not think it is motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda into our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
And what is the scale? Because I'm at a 6, but what is the scale, just to make
yes.
sure what the scale is?
The, Zero means that it is not motivating at all to go vote this November. Five means somewhat motivating.
Oh, that's motivating. Okay, so 10.
Thank you.
10.
Then we have...
That is definitely now, a motivational reason.
Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whim of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last five legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection we need to stop these bills from passing.
10.
Thank you. Second to last, we have the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
I didn't register all that. Can you please repeat it again?
Okay.
Put another 90-minute timer.
That's fine.
90.
The statement was, the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. Thank you. And the last statement for this section is, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right of abortion. Just one more. Protecting the right to abortion in New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, things can change. It's okay if they did not, but one last time, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And after reading all this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely?
No change.
Thank you. And one last time, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we'll be finished. Now, do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with my partner.
Unmarried, living with your partner, or married?
Unmarried. Domestic partnership.
Oh. So how should I record your answer?
Can I say married if we're in a domestic partnership?
Well, it says married and unmarried, living with a partner. It will depend how you want to. Okay, thank you. Then we have, are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Well, unmarried and living with partner, and I do have children under 18 in the house, yes.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong one.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
And is that full-time, part-time?
Per diem, so I guess part-time.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
38,000 at least.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.